This is Randall Harp of Active Christian Media with today's devotion. Reading through the succession of kings in the book of 2 Kings, a couple of things stand out to me. First, the Bible's commentary on most of the kings of Yehuda is, he did right in the eyes of the Lord. Certainly there were exceptions, and some of those particularly bad, like Manasseh and Amon. Conversely, the Bible's commentary on most of the kings of Israel, which was the majority of 10 tribes in the north, is that he did evil in the eyes of the Lord, as his fathers did. Secondly, it is interesting to note the transfer of power in the two kingdoms. Nearly all the kings of Yehuda died of natural causes and were succeeded by their sons, whereas many of the kings of Israel were assassinated through some conspiracy and replaced by a conspirator. Additionally, many of the kings of Israel had short reigns, and the kingdom as a whole came to an end more than 130 years before the fall of Yehuda. Often misquoted, George Santayana said, "Those who cannot learn from history are doomed to repeat it." Accordingly, there are lessons for us in the kings of Israel and Yehuda. While you may not be a king in the Middle East, there are definitely patterns here that are played out today. The lives of the kings who did not walk with the Lord were plagued by drama of all sorts. Peace for them seemed elusive, either because of their enemies or because they incurred trouble through their own selfish ambitions. Proverbs 4:19 tells us that the way of the wicked is as darkness. They do not know it what they stumble. The good kings of Yehuda made a walk with the Lord a priority, and kings like Josiah made extra effort to clean the kingdom from idolatry. When setting priorities between our earthly needs and our relationship with the Lord, Yeshua admonished us to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. The Bible does not promise a life of ease for followers of Christ, but the Messiah Himself promised, "Come to me, all those laboring and being burdened, and I will give you rest." When we make our relationship with God our top priority, we can have peace in the midst of trials, hope for the future, and a whole lot less drama in our lives. Are we going to be like the majority, the kings of Israel, who did evil in the eyes of the Lord by seeking worldly things and looking only to their own interests? Or are we going to be like most of the kings of Yehuda, who did right in the eyes of the Lord by seeking Him first? Now, go honor your king.